saying that for a reason. We're going to get away from all of this for just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about the sporting world, and the Chicago Bears have made a move. Now, I'm very confident. I, myself, am very confident that, indeed, the Bears season is going to take place, because if we can look at other places around the world that have gone through this pandemic, you see that it has about a 3 or 4 month roll, and then it starts to go down the other side. Now, there is some concern about it returning in the fall, but we're not going to think about that for the moment, because by the fall, I firmly believe now, maybe I'm fishing for my wish here, Lou Kanellis, but there may be, because they've already started trials on a vaccine for this, and we may be able to, this may be one of the great victories of humanity over the virus. We'll just have
I love your positive thinking, Ro. I really do.
See about that. I think I do have a sense of that, because he started clinical trials last week, actually, with 45 volunteers in the Northwest Coast to start this vaccine thing. And it's an interesting new novel way of actually doing a vaccine. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. They don't actually have dead virus in it. It's a way of training your white blood cells to look for the protein in this particular virus, those protein claws, basically, that this virus has. That's a disgusting way of putting it. The more important point here, and I'm going to look at it this way, Lou, because there's no sports on television. Kevin Powell is damn near suicidal. That's all I wanted. The man can barely form a sentence based on his loss here. There is a move that the Bears have made that actually, I think, makes them already a dangerous defense, now a really dangerous defense.
I'll tell you what. They went out and picked up a pass rusher by the name of Robert Quinn, who played for the Cowboys. And I'll just throw a couple of numbers at you. This guy gets at the quarterback, and when you team him up with Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks and the rest of the guys on the defense, you're right. This Bears team, with Mitchell Trubisky, a quarterback, or without him, should be back in the playoffs. Because don't forget, they won 8 games last year, and it wasn't the defense that we saw back in 2018. Quinn had 11.5 sacks last season, and he's going to replace Leonard Floyd. The Bears cut loose Leonard Floyd, the first-round pick, who just really never lived up to his billing, never got to the quarterback. You had hoped that he would be able to come up with the sack numbers that the franchise anticipated by drafting him in the top 10, and it didn't happen. Quinn's a guy that's what he does. He's paid $70 million now by the Bears to get to the quarterback. So when you've got Mack on one side and Quinn on the other side, offensive lines around the league, Tom Brady, when you come to Chicago next year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the age of 43 and you can't move like you used to, you're in trouble, brother.
Oh, I think you just threatened him. That seems unfair, Lou. Unfair. What do you make of that, by the way? Why did he end up in Tampa? I thought for sure he was going to end up with the Raiders, because they're theoretically going to start their run in Las Vegas this year.
Yeah. I thought for sure he was going to end up in Los Angeles with the Chargers, as the Chargers and the Rams move into their new home. Being in L.A., I thought that his wife would have more of an influence on where he was going to play than she did. And he's a California boy, but listen, money talks, BS walks.
Do we know what it was? Do we know what the final dollar amount was?
$30 million.
$30 million over how long?
2 years.
So 15.
And a huge say in off-season acquisitions, in the offense that's run, and the players put around him. And, you know, you're basically then telling a 42, soon-to-be 43-year-old quarterback, here are the keys to the car. You take over the franchise for the next 2 seasons. The Buccaneers were in that position. They were forced into that position. I saw a great number. Tom Brady has won more games than the Buccaneers' previous 28 starting quarterbacks combined.
Wow.
You think we got problems with quarterbacks? Think about Tampa. Now, well, Brady... Yes. Playing in Tampa, this season's Super Bowl is in Tampa, and you know no host city has ever had its home team play in the Super Bowl, so Tom Brady now has another chance to make history. If he gets the Bucs into the Super Bowl, next February, I'll be floored. He then is truly the GOAT of all sports.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. I'm just trying to separate my mind right now from all the other stuff that we are all experiencing. And I'm just trying to think about positive thoughts because the Bears made this big defensive acquisition today. I do not want to think of Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again. I just do not. I just don't. Hey, let's talk about the way the coronavirus has hit the NBA. Now, this actually proves that the NBA was on to something when they were the first to immediately cease operations. And even while they had they had fans in a stadium and everybody sitting around, they canceled the game because they realized that this thing, you know, was moving around. And, you know, obviously the NBA's got the smallest amount of players of all the major sports, right, on a team roster. But they were getting, a huge percentage of players who were testing positive.
One of every 75 players in the NBA has coronavirus. That's scary.
Wow.
So four Brooklyn Nets, including Kevin Durant, have it. We have not heard of any of the Chicago Bulls. Obviously, we've heard of Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert in Utah. It spread around the league quickly, and you're right, Ro. They were the first to take action, swift action, and they must have known a little something that was going on.
Absolutely, because they made that move, and then it seemed to freak out the other sports. You know, and that to me is the interesting dynamic here, which is as soon as the NBA did it, and remember, I mean, this was only last week, right? I mean, when the NBA said, hey, we're going to cease operations here, we're going to postpone the rest of the season, then that now became real for people. Up until then, people were like, oh, whatever, it's like the flu, it'll be fine. But when the NBA said, hey, boom, we're stopping this, that's, I think, when the freakout started.
Oh, it was last Wednesday night. It was last Wednesday night, and then the NHL was forced into a decision where, at that point, if you're the NHL, you have to do the same, and then baseball. And then at first the NCAA said, well, no fans at the games.
Yeah.
Then they said the tournament was canceled. Well, they didn't until the conference tournaments. I mean, it was a domino effect, but you're right. The NBA were the first to stand up and do it.
All right, sweet Luke Kanellis. Early preseason, I got 10 seconds left. What's the Bears' record next year, this upcoming season?
I'm going 11-5.
I'm going 16-0.
All right, thank you,
sweet Luke Kanellis.
You make me smile, Ro. Thank you.
We got the news coming your way from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2 minutes.